CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Tens of millions of Americans are expected to watch tonight's presidential debate in Philadelphia. These voters in Philly.
I'm interested to hear what both individuals have to say.
This debate is really tight, and they're both very strong candidates.
CBS's Jared Hill on what's at stake for Democratic nominee Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump.
Tonight's debate comes at a critical moment for both campaigns as they try and win over undecided voters. Razor-thin margins separate the two in just a handful of battleground states, according to the latest CBS News polls. Here in Pennsylvania, Harris and Trump are essentially in a statistical dead heat.
Tropical storm Francine is gaining strength in the Gulf. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying the state is prepared for whatever Francine has in store. Water rescue teams have been deployed and the National Guard is on standby, even though Francine's current path is edging more towards Louisiana.
Heavy rains, as well as the tornadoes that could come from the storm, still are a possibility, especially in the north and northeast part of the Texas Gulf Coast.
Heavy flooding already happening in Galveston and the Rio Grand Valley. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Meteorologist Michael Brennan is tracking Francine.
The core staying offshore of coastal Texas for the most part, but then approaching the coast of Louisiana and making landfall sometime Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday evening as a hurricane.
A potential category two. The federal government is now requiring mammogram centers to tell women if they have dense breasts. Oncologist Elizabeth Komen explained.
When you have dense breasts, it means that when you get a mammogram, it may be harder to detect a breast cancer, and you may need additional imaging such as a breast ultrasound or breast MRI.
The CDC says that about half of women 40 and older in the U.S. have dense breast tissue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Iran is providing more weapons of war to Russia. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
In London today, Blinken formally acknowledged that Iran is providing Moscow with ballistic missiles.
Russia has now received shipments of these ballistic missiles and will likely use them within weeks.
These missiles, Blinken says, will allow Russia to focus its own missiles on longer range targets in Ukraine.
We've warned Tehran publicly. We've warned Tehran privately that taking this step would constitute a dramatic escalation.
Blinken said his trip to Ukraine will be to focus on its war needs.
Officials say over 140 Ukrainian drones targeted multiple sites in Russia overnight in one of Ukraine's biggest drone attacks of the war. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It's $1.5 million arrest warrant for the Kenosha man suspected of killing his pregnant girlfriend. Criminal charges were filed yesterday for 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin. The Kenosha County District Attorney has charged him with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. If you want to watch with others, there are opportunities. Debate watch parties are set for tonight across the region. Venues include the Library Lounge at UW Parkside. You can keep up with debate coverage at civicmedia.us. The Kenosha Regional Airport is set to receive $5.5 million in federal funding. It'll be used for runway and infrastructure improvements. There's a Racine County recall election next week. Next Tuesday, those living in the Banners Lake Sanitary District will have a vote. It was prompted after a petition went forward with almost 300 signatures from a district with 1,000 people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't play him until he's ready.
First of all, he's got to get cleared. And until he gets cleared, those conversations don't exist. So we will never put him in a position to mortgage the short term for the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he can't protect himself, we would never do that to him or our football team.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says they'll be challenged defensively.
We're definitely going to see it all. And, you know, I feel good. I mean, to be honest, we did a lot of that in the spring. We did a lot of that in fall camp in particular, saying, okay, we want offensively to take shots. We're going to script some of these things and make sure our guys are being challenged.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
the Four Seasons and Working My Way Back to You on WRJN. Now, that song was not written by the group, but it was introduced to them, and they decided to use it because it followed the Four Seasons tradition of upbeat songs where Frankie Valli is pleading with a girl. They had success with that kind of song in the past, and they had success with this one, too.
When the truth is found,
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. She must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Good, 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 good
celebrations of happening.
Timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles. Stuart, do you have a green thumb?
Not so really. Much. I'd like to think I do.
I don't even like to think I do. I just know I don't.
Well, I watch. It's my problem with pretty much anything, like outside, working around the house or outside. I've watched this old house since I was 9 years old.
Sure.
So I'm very familiar with the terms and how things work. But when it comes to actually doing it, yeah, it never works out the way Roger and
and then
Richard Trattrui works. I work it all out.
The reason I bring it up is I'm amazed at I love how my son and I think differently about things. So over the weekend, I went to his house. He got a new house recently, my son, and I went to his house and was helping him with some yard work, weeding and that sort of thing. And, you know, he just moved into this place a couple of weeks ago. And I said, you know, it's amazing to me. There was a lot to do. And it was amazing to me that whoever the seller was, that their real estate agent didn't make them clean it all up. You know, you would think for curb appeal.
It might speak to the market.
Right, exactly. But my son thinks of it a different way. He's like, I'm glad they didn't do it. I said, why? He says, because maybe it didn't have as good a curb appeal. Maybe that's why I got in there sooner and got my deal done.
Yeah, motivated sellers, perhaps.
Yeah, well, and you know, maybe somebody else was turned off by it. And so he was able to get his deal.
The agent knew that just the market is that whenever a house goes on the market, no matter what condition it's in, somebody's snapping it up.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. The house is in good condition. It just needs a lot of yard work done. So
yeah, so you get the trimmer out?
Yeah, oh, yeah, a lot of weeding and, a lot of stuff. It needed it. Still needs
What's
some.
The thing? What do you do in the fall? You're supposed to aerate in the fall, aren't you? Aerate and reseed.
You're asking me?
I don't know. I guess you're asking me if I have a green thumb. I guess you don't either.
No, absolutely not. I can weed. That's about it. All right.
The guy that comes to the station. I'll send him to your house.
No. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. That's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dee-doo-ah. Ooh, yeah.
far apart, but only lonely.
Only the Lonely on WRJN. A beautiful summer day today. Going to continue tonight and tomorrow, too. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 59. Tomorrow, sunshine and 84.
One love, heaven now, all the world over sun.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You ever miss any of our newscasts on air? You can simply search WRJN News online. You'll find the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears a case today brought by a conservative activist who wants records opened in order to find ineligible voters. It's the latest attempt by people who question the outcome of the 2020 presidential race to cast doubt on the integrity of Wisconsin elections. Donald Trump appears to be managing expectations about tonight's debate with Kamala Harris. Melissa Kay has more.
At a rally in Mosinee on Saturday, Trump told 7,000 supporters he won't be treated fairly. He offered a potential preview of attack lines and accused Harris of covering up concerns about President Biden's health. Tonight might be the only debate between the two. Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Debate coverage begins on many Civic Media stations and online tonight at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's $1.5 million arrest warrant for the Kenosha man suspected of killing his pregnant girlfriend. Criminal charges were filed yesterday for 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin. The Kenosha County District Attorney has charged him with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Amaya Prather was found slumped behind the driver's wheel of her SUV Friday in Kenosha. A massive search involving federal authorities is underway with possible leads in Racine and South Milwaukee. A description of Franklin is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. If you want to watch with others, there are opportunities. Debate watch parties are set for tonight across the region. Venues include the Library Lounge at UW Parkside, Marquette University's Eckstein Hall, the Waukesha County Democratic Headquarters in Waukesha, and the Wisconsin African American Women's Center on West Valete Street in Milwaukee. You can keep up with the debate coverage at civicmedia.us. There's a Racine County recall election next week. Next Tuesday, those living in the Banners Lake Sanitary District will have a vote. Commissioners Carrie Oldenburg and Jessica Whiskies are the subject of the recall. It was prompted after a petition went forward with almost 300 signatures from a district with 1,000 people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Evening clouds with maybe a sprinkle or brief shower. Partly cloudy tonight. Low upper 50s. Mostly sunny and warmer for Wednesday and Thursday. Highs into the low 80s. And partly cloudy and around 80 Friday. Maybe an isolated shower or storm Saturday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country house. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. But out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack, don't you know you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't speak. Thank you.
hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with a slave.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. It says here, the average U.S. motorist spends 51 hours each year stuck in rush hour traffic. That's more than 2 days a year we spend in traffic.
Your love's lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quench my desire.
Thank you.
Beatles on WRJN. Well, it was on this date in 1999. Paul McCartney made headline news after being seen at a New York City party minus one of his front teeth after a crown broke off while he was eating. He had originally lost that tooth in a motorcycle accident in 1967. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I know that music. Here we go.
Tell all the people across the USA. Bum, 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 bum. I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I love my Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love injured in the last couple of seconds of the game on Friday, and so Malik Willis is being prepared as quarterback. So says Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, if Jordan's not cleared, then we'll start Malik and Sean will be the backup.
What's the possibility, if you say Jordan's clear, what's the possibility of Jordan actually being ready for...
I couldn't give you a percentage, but if he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will. And, you know, I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
Packers in action against the Colts on Sunday. Pre-game at 10, kickoff at noon. The games are sponsored locally by The Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake, nationally famed for prime rib. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Packers football all season long on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, going out to anybody who wants to improve their money life, but maybe doesn't know where to start. Step one is just to look at your spending. That's it. Open up your credit card statement or your bank account and look at all the transactions and pay attention for just 5 minutes. Step two is to give yourself a minute to consider, does your spending reflect the life that you want to have? Is it getting you where you want to go? Which is why step three is really important. Be kind to yourself. Tell yourself that you can be good with money. The science is very clear about this, folks. Believing that you can is how you make change happen in your life. Today, I know I can be good with money. And that started with me telling myself I could be good with money. For more tips on how to save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Yeah.
me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Got me on WRJN. Here's something you may not know about that song. Future Led Zeppelin founder and guitarist Jimmy Page played tambourine on that song. Coming up, CBS News at 4 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.